Our guest at the cafe this morning is the superintendent of the Commerce ISD, Charlie Alderman. Charlie, good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Lots going on in your world these days, huh?
Yes, sir. It's a very interesting time.
Absolutely, to say the least. Well, let's talk first of all about the UIL decision this week having to do with fall sports. And the way I read that, Charlie, is that for 4A and down, basically there are specific rules about how each game will be conducted, you know, with respect to health and safety and so on. But basically, you'd be starting August 28th as you normally would with football anyway.
Well, yes. Now, we do lose one scrimmage.
I see.
So our normal first scrimmage against Wattsboro is gone.
Okay.
And so for football, for 4A and below, of which we're 3A, it has remained a lot the same as far as the schedule. Now, for some of our other sports, including cross country, volleyball, basketball, they did change the dates quite a bit. So in changing those dates, it's made us have to work on our calendars, especially for our district ball games. They've also taken out, you know, basketball tournaments or volleyball tournaments. So that's changed the number of games that school districts can have. So there's been some flexibility there that we're having to work through.
Yeah.
Then they've also moved marching band season all the way back. So they won't even end up starting until well after school starts, where normally they're starting before school even starts.
Yeah. So,
yes,
so there are differences in terms of when football will start and then volleyball and band. So what's the thinking from the UIL's point of view? What's the thinking there, Charlie?
Well, and I don't know that I necessarily want to speak for UIL and
okay.
all the reasoning,
understood.
But some of the things that I've heard are that for especially volleyball, and then even in another part of it, it talks about basketballs, but they took all the tournaments out of it.
Right.
And when they took the tournaments out of it, they still get to play the same number of games, but they're not able to do them in such close time periods. So really, sort of for the volleyball schedule, what you can play is a Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday system. So if you had a Friday-Saturday tournament, you can play have a Friday-Saturday game. They just don't want you playing multiple games at the same site without some time in between for cleaning and everything else.
I see. So
what you could do is put in some other games and maybe sort of days that you see, we don't play a lot of games on Saturday outside of tournaments.
Right.
So we may play a few more Saturday games.
I see. All right. We're talking with Charlie Alderman, Commerce ISD Superintendent. The band, delaying the band into
it's
September?
It's much more drastic, and I don't have a full understanding of it why. So
yeah.
Usually band starts practice before anybody else does in July.
Mm-hmm.
But this year they cannot even start their practices, their marching show practices, until September the 7th.
It's going to be strange not to have the band present for some of the early football games, huh?
Well, and I think they'll still be there. I don't know that they will. I mean, they won't have as much time to protect their to perfect their show.
I see.
But they all know the fight song. They all know a lot of songs already. So I think they'll still be very much. And they'll still use that time. We have a great band director. And
I promise you,
she will use that time to prepare for her competitions.
Yeah, absolutely. High school football, which, of course, you know, most people pay attention to that more than anything else, would start. The games would start as originally planned, August 28th, for 4A and below. Now, 5A and 6A, they're starting quite a bit later, well into September. Are there, as far as football games, volleyball games, we have talked off mic before about whether fans are going to be allowed to attend. Has anything been decided on that?
I think most of that's going to be determined by the local health authority and to what prohibitions they've listed down. You know, some of them may list certain capacities at a certain amount, maybe 25% capacity or 50% capacity.
Mm-hmm.
Now, as long as we're able to play at Memorial Stadium, it actually really benefits
right.
us because it's a whole lot larger seating
right.
capacity than a lot of schools our size.
Yeah.
So our 50% capacity may be a whole lot more than, say, a Lone Oak or a Cooper or somebody else around us just because we're fortunate enough to play in that stadium. We're all as a community, having to deal with a ton of different changes in both education, our UIL, all the different things that we work through. They're all dealing with all those constant changes. So it's just doing the best you can and keeping in mind what's important for you. And for us, it's going to be students.
Kids in athletics are still having workouts?
Yes, sir.
So you've been able to maintain those throughout the summer?
Yes, sir. We have had a couple of instances of students that have come up with COVID. We've also had some staff members that have. None of them have been tied directly to those programs, so we've been fortunate in that way. We do have our custodial staff and our coaches, and even our students have been trained really, really well on cleanliness. It's amazing how much cleaning they do when they do a regular workout.
So mostly we're talking about weight room? Kind of
a lot of it's weight room, but some of it is outside, running certain drills or, you know, working through certain activities, whether it's speed training or something along those lines.
And these are athletes in all fall sports?
Yes, sir.
Okay, well, we've got some other things to talk to you about, Charlie, concerning the TEA and so on. We'll have another conversation real soon, okay?
Yes, sir. Sounds good.
All right, Charlie Alderman, Commerce ISD Superintendent. You're starting the Bears Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.